We aren't done here. His hot breath flows from his mouth and moistens my skin. I have another reward for how hard you've been working for me. Please, let me have the treat. I'll let you sniff. He pulls back and raises his arm. Take in my scent. I gaze into his tan armpit. The light dusting of blonde hair is damp with his sweat. It calls out to me, pulling me in with magnetic energy. My face approaches, and I place my nose against the wet hair. I inhale, allowing the dirty, acrid smell to flood into me. And it's unreal. Most people might dislike this scent, but to me, it's a heavenly perfume. My hard cock twitches with lust as I hold the aroma in my lungs. I exhale and repeat the act, and each time, it feels like I'm taking a shot of alcohol. My mind begins to spiral, and I lose track of the time. I lose my sense of self. I'm getting drunk on his musk. I'm getting drunk on his masculinity. Nice. Take my pheromones into your body. This is what queers need. It bonds you to your man. He lovingly strokes my hair as I huff against his armpit. I extend my tongue as I breathe, tasting the saltiness of his sweat. It's so good. I love it. I love the smell of men. I love the taste of men. Tell me what you are. His deep voice sends vibrations into my tongue as I lick. Homo, pony, property. I mumble, my mind dazed. Good. Tell me again. I'm a queer, sir. Again. I'm a queer for you. That's right. This is why your wife left you. She left you for a real man because you've always been a homo deep down. This is what you need. You need to be owned. Yes! I slurp greedily as I speak. You're ready now. He pulls me back by my hair. Show me true loyalty. Show me true devotion. Yes, sir. Anything. Open your laptop. He points toward my desk in the corner of the room. I rise without questioning and boot it up while he watches from behind. Go to your bank's website. Add me onto your credit card. What? I told you before. Good queers are devoted to their alpha's goals, remember? You want that, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Good. Do this. It'll help me get what I want. I follow his instructions and add him to the account. I feel a bit dazed as I type his name. I can't believe this is happening, but it feels so right. His goals are my goals. This is real. I'm committed to him now. I close my laptop once the strange task is complete. A feeling of peace is present in my chest. I know that was the right choice. Damn, Steve. You're such a fast learner. You're much better than the other pervy bitches I've known. Thank you, my king. I think it's finally time for you to take the next step in your journey. You're ready to become a cocksucker.
Really? Can I?
I gaze up at him with wide, happy eyes.
Yep, but you gotta ask for it. Get on your knees and beg.
I collapse onto the ground and stare up as he removes his speedo. His long, flaccid penis dangles tantalizingly in front of my face.
Sir, thank you for teaching me. I'm a queer, and I always have been. You've shown me the light. I'm your property now. Please let me suck on your cock. Please let me give you pleasure.
His tight, powerful body calls out to me. He's pulling me in.
All right. I'll allow it.
A silly, amused grin spreads across his face.
Go ahead, kiss it.
There's a wicked glimmer in his green eyes, and it causes me to reflect on what's happening here. Earlier today, he said it himself. He isn't attracted to me. He values what I can contribute to his life. I know he's using me. I know this is a trap, but he makes me feel so weak. I need this.